Welcome to Bitachon in Our Times with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Yael Davidowitz. On the battlefield and beyond. In Sefer Devarim, Perek Chaf, Pasuk Aleph states the following: Ki teitze lemochama aleivecha v'ra'isa sus v'rechav am rav mimcha. When you go out to war against your enemies and you see that their forces are larger than yours, lo sira mihem. There is a mitzvah, a directive. Do not fear them. Do not fear your enemies. Why shouldn't you fear them? The pasuk goes on to provide the answer. You shouldn't fear them, ki Hashem Elokecha imach, because Hashem is with you. Rabbeinu Yonah in his Shari Tshuva quotes this pasuk as a Torah source for the mitzvah of bitachon, the source for our obligation to rely and trust in Hashem. In the times we are now living, this pasuk is playing itself out right in front of us. We are a tiny nation. Approximately 7 million Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael today. Let's take a look at the nations directly surrounding us in Eretz HaKodesh. To the south, there are about 2 million people in Gaza and 109 million in Egypt. Moving to the east, there are 11 million Jordanians, and north of Jordan, 20 million people in Syria. Directly on our northern border, which is being heavily attacked now, are 5.5 million Arabs in Lebanon. I'll do the math for you. That's about 147 million Arabs surrounding Israel, most of them wanting us to disappear. 147 million enemies is 21 times our size. And that, of course, does not take into account the many other massive Arab countries who are Israel's sworn enemies, like Iran and Yemen, who together number well over another 100 million people. The numbers don't speak to victory. To say Klal Yisrael is the underdog is an understatement of extraordinary terms. Yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu directs us clearly and unequivocally, when you go out to war and you see that your enemies are Am Rav Mimcha, much greater and stronger than you, which they certainly are today, I am directing you, Hashem commands us, do not be afraid, because I am with you. And when Hashem is with us, there is no reason to fear. We are living during an active time of Melchama, a time of war right now. But it's important to note that Rabbeinu Yonah extends this mitzvah well beyond the battlefields and says that the mitzvah of bitachon applies to any area of our life in which we feel distress. If you feel worry about your health, your finances, a shidduch situation, or fill in the blank, any area at all that feels rav mimcha, too much for you, you have the imperative to rely on Hashem, and as a result, lo sira, not to harbor any fear. Thank you for listening to Bitachon in Our Times. At every moment of every hour, there is no other force or power. In Od Milvado, Efes Zuloso. Bitachon for Our Times is dedicated by Eve and Sedona Cohen in loving memory of their grandfathers, Philip Cohen of Philadelphia and Dr. Dudley Weber of New York, of blessed memory.